Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Gene Siciliano back on the show. Gene is one of the resident CPAs in our Brain Trust. He's certified in a whole lot of areas. He's the author of Finance for the Non-Financial Manager, also Financial Mastery for the Career Teacher. And he's been teaching us a lot about how to do a better job of managing the financial part of our business for a long time now. Gene Siciliano, welcome back to the show.
Thanks very much, Jim. It's great to be here with you.
Good to have you back. So, okay, Gene, you're the seer. You're the guru. Tell us, as you look out across the landscape, and as you look into the future, as you divine the demographics for the possibility of selling our businesses over the next 3, 5, 10, maybe 20 years. What do you see?
Well, it's really the next 5 to 10 years that I focus on, Jim, because as statistics tell us, over 80% of the privately owned businesses in this country are owned by baby boomers,
yep.
All of whom are either at or approaching retirement age.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing, the number of people that built
most of them will be retiring in 10 years or less.
That's right. That's mm-hmm. right. And you know what? Only 1 in 4 actually expect to pass their business on to the next generation in the family.
Huh.
I think that's high, but
yeah.
But that at the least
I think you're right about that. I think it's probably close to 1 in 10.
I think so, too. I really do. And so what happens to those other businesses? Well, they're going to go out and want to sell their company. Here's the problem. Over 80% of these people don't have a business exit plan in place. And you
right.
know what's going to happen in the next 5 to 10 years? Today, it's a seller's market. There's lots of money looking for good businesses to buy.
Right.
You want to sell your business today, you can find people that are really anxious to buy it, and lots of money waiting. 5 to 10 years from now, when those 80% of private businesses go out into the market,
right.
the market's going to turn upside down.
It's going to be flooded with businesses to sell, and the number of people who might be looking to buy is going to be less.
Is absolutely right. It's going to turn out to be a buyer's
whammy.
Market, and you know what happens in a buyer's market? The product becomes a commodity, and the price
mm-hmm.
goes down.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think the challenge for these people today, I say these people because I'm certainly among them, is to figure out how to stand out from the crowd. And you know the problem? They're not thinking about it
mm-hmm.
today. That's the problem.
Well, and as I've talked about on the show for 17 years, more than 17 years now, is if you're going to sell your business, pick the day, pick the time when you want to sell your business in the future, and if it's not, if it's within 10 years of today, you need to start right now getting ready.
That seems like I tell people 5 years, but you—that's not
well,
a bad.
But I don't mean you need to micro everything 10 years now. But certainly 5 years is better. But by 5 years, you've got to really start thinking about people. You got to think about systems. You got to think about capitalization. You got to think about restructuring your financial statement so it looks, you know, all that, don't you?
Yep, absolutely right. Absolutely right. There's so many things that you got to think about, and that you can't do overnight. And so that's why you're right. We got to start thinking about this years ahead of time. And I tell people that if your business is in top-notch shape, maybe 2-3 years.
Mm-hmm.
But boy, if you have run it like a typical privately owned
right.
business, you better start much earlier than that because you got more work to do than you realize.
Well, people when they're projecting forward, they want a taproot. To base, they want a foundation under that forward projection, and where they get it from your past 3 years, maybe the past 5 years, right?
Yep, yep.
They're right.
going
to go
yep.
back 3 to 5 years, and if you've got a bad fourth or fifth year, but the last three are pretty good. They're going to get over that, aren't they? But if the last three aren't good, they're not going to give you much credit for that.
Yeah, last 3 years tends to be what they're looking for. 1 year is oh, that's an accident. 2 years is maybe it's a trend.
Mm-hmm.
They look at 3 years and they say, okay, that's enough history that we think mm-hmm. we can begin to rely on it as a
yep.
starting point.
So that's the reason why you've got to start in advance, folks, getting this thing ready. And based on your numbers, based on your projection, your predictions, Gene, that everybody better start now if they're going to sell their business. Whoever's going to sell their business, they better start now.
For those baby boomers, mm-hmm. you're absolutely right.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Gene's going to tell us how to do some of this stuff. After this break, 20 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Gene Siciliano is our guest.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.